Cambridge University have used a 3D printer to reconstruct the spine of King Richard III, whose 500-year-old remains were discovered buried underneath a car park in Leicester in 2012. The results, which were published in the Lancet Medical Journal, confirmed that the king had an S-shaped twist to his spine called scoliosis. Naked scientist Greya Jackson.
In 2012, archaeologists uncovered the remains of a 33-year-old male lying a few metres below a car park in Leicester. The skeleton, covered in weaponry injuries, lay bunched up in what is believed to have once been a grave in an old medieval friary. Some historical records, and even Shakespeare, have claimed that Richard was a hunchback with a limp and a withered arm. But the body the archaeologists found was hunchless. Instead, the bones of the spine appeared to have been curved in an S shape, which might suggest Richard had a condition called scoliosis. To find out whether this was really the case, Cambridge scientist Piers Mitchell and his colleagues have used a 3D printer to produce a replica spine of the former monarch. I went to meet him to find out whether Shakespeare was using poetic license or was on the right lines.
The body itself was excavated by Jo Appleby, who works at the University of Leicester. And she was as surprised as everyone else to find this skeleton so early on in the excavation of the friary. She identified that there was a burial lying on its back that had a clear spinal deformity. And what was interesting was that the grave wasn't quite long enough for him, so that his head is all scrunched up. So it looks very much like this was a fairly hastily buried person and not someone who was buried in pomp and circumstance, as we might expect a ruler who died when there wasn't going to be a change of dynasty.
So describe to me what we're seeing in this picture and what led you to believe that this might be, in fact, King Richard.
When you look at this burial, we can see that there's a marked curve to the spine in the thoracic area of the spine. So that's the part of the spine where the rib cage is. And this shows that this person had a deformity of their spine in life.
So the spine was of particular interest. What sort of process did the spine undergo?
Well, the first thing to do was to look at the spine in the ground, take appropriate photographs so we can then measure angles later. Then, having excavated the skeleton and cleaned all the bones, we can look at each individual bone and see if they look normal or abnormal. Then, bones underwent further imaging with CT scanning, which allows you to do a 3D reconstruction virtually on a computer. The guys at Loughborough used a clever program to then print these bones using a special plastic polymer. So the printout basically looks like white plastic bones. And then to recreate everything, my colleague at Leicester, Bruno Morgan, took the bones and realigned them. And this then allowed us to create a 3D version of the spine. Because when you look down at a burial, you can only really see it in two dimensions. Whereas once we created a 3D recreation of the spine, we can actually see that this was a spiral twist. And that's very much what we see in modern patients today with scoliosis. The original photographs showed that he had a scoliosis which had about 70 to 80 degrees of curve, which is quite significant. Using modern evidence from patients who have a scoliosis of this degree of curve, we can start to consider how much it would have affected him. So most people think, oh, he must have been in loads of pain with a curve like that. Well, in fact, a lot of people with scoliosis don't get any pain in their back. The second thing to think about is his appearance. If you have a straight spine, you're going to be a bit taller than if your spine is twisted. And so looking at modern patients, we can estimate that he would have been about 2 inches shorter than he would otherwise have been if he'd had a normal spine. However, we can see that the top and bottom of his spine were absolutely normal. So the bones in his neck and in his lumbar spine were fine. So he wouldn't have had a tilt to his head. He would have had a normal forward-looking head with normal neck movements. So a lot of the things we see in Richard III's description by Shakespeare aren't borne out by the evidence either of the burial in the ground or of the reconstruction that we've made. Shakespeare was clearly writing over a century after Richard III died, and so there's no way Shakespeare would have ever met Richard III and probably never met anyone that had seen Richard III. So Shakespeare was right that Richard had a spinal deformity, but he was wrong that he would probably not have had the limp that Shakespeare described. He probably wouldn't have had a significant hunchback. And similarly, there's no evidence for a withered arm as well. So the bones of the arms and the legs all look perfectly symmetric.
So what's next on the cards with Richard III's remains? Is there any remaining mysteries to be solved?
Further research that is ongoing is looking at the weapon injuries that he has, looking at his genetics, partially to see if he has any genes that might predispose to scoliosis, but also to look at other information we can tell from him. For example, certain genes tell you what colour eyes, hair and so on an individual had.
Piers Mitchell speaking with Greya Jackson. And if you'd like to follow up on any of the stories we've been discussing, as well as finding out that our faces apparently evolved to withstand being punched, then you can go to our website at thenakedscientists.com/news.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, and also with Hannah Critchlow. On to our main topic for